If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking with Ron Book. Ron is the president of LawrenceKids.org, one of the people I really look up to, not because he is able to get so much done for our community up in Tallahassee, but it's because of what he does for our society's most vulnerable members. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for inviting me to be on the show. How are you today?
I am doing great. I have got my Lawrence Kids t-shirt on, which they'll show you that on Vine later or on Facebook. First of all, thank you so much. I heard Vivian had a great time at the event. You know, I wasn't able to go because I had back surgery, but you have a month-long event going on. Tell me.
Well, it doesn't stop. And actually, you know, we kicked off all of our efforts last Thursday with the Reed and Fiorentino Celebrity Golf Classic at the fabulous Turnberry Isle. And then Saturday night, we honored LeBron James with the Don Shula Great Sports Legend Award, James Jones with the Ted Arison Community Service Award, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords from Arizona, the woman that survived the assassination attempt on her life, with the Jim Mandich Courage and Commitment Award. And then we awarded Steve Shapiro the Sonny Hirsch Sports Broadcaster of the Year Award, and then left literally from the dinner at 11 o'clock that night on the tour bus to begin Lawrence Walk in My Shoes 1,500-mile statewide walk from Key West to Tallahassee, crisscrossing the state over 42 days. As you know, she does it over 42 days in recognition of the 42 million survivors of childhood sexual abuse in America. And normally we're pushing our legislative agenda for protecting children, but the legislature acted quickly this year and have already passed a package of sexual abuse bills in the opening days of the session and sent them to the governor to better protect our children. Lauren crossed into Miami-Dade County yesterday and has been walking in the south end of the county today and hits the downtown area tomorrow. And of course, on Saturday, tomorrow she starts at the BB&T Bank at 1200 Brickell Avenue and walks up to the Stephen P. Clark Government Center, does a rally there at 10. And then we walk over to the AAA and we walk a ceremonial mile around 1145 with front office and coaches and players. And then we finish the day with an event at William Jennings Bryan Elementary in North Miami before going to the Heat game. And then Saturday, we kick off at 8:30 in the morning at the North Miami Athletic Track and Field across from Tracy and Alonzo Mourning High School, east of Biscayne Boulevard at 151st Street. Together with Coach Philbin's wife, we'll be assembling rape care kits to go to victims of sexual assault. We will at 10 o'clock begin walking west out to US 1 and walk up US 1 to the Aventura Mall for a pit stop and water, continuing up from Aventura Mall around noon up to Ives Dairy Road and across Ives Dairy into Miami Gardens and the Betty T. Ferguson Center, where there'll be a community fair around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We hope lots of people that listen to Freed on Business and frequent callers to your show will consider joining us either tomorrow in downtown Miami or, as important, Saturday morning to walk with us, whether they walk a block, a mile or more, and be a part of helping to send the message that we're going to fight to end childhood sexual abuse.
Well, Ronnie, my screensaver is a photo of Vivian, my beautiful wife, and some guy that sits next to all the Heat players during the Heat game. I think his name is Spoelstra. Right. And then myself, taken out front last year at this very event in front of the AAA. So if people want to meet some of their heroes, that's a place that they can go. And if they want to meet some of the heroes they don't know, they need to go to these rallies.
It's really very important. You know, it's 95% of childhood sexual abuse is preventable with education and awareness, as I know you and Vivian are both aware. And it is only through raising awareness and people coming out and walking with us that we can send the message that it's always okay to tell and that we're not going to tolerate sexual abuse of our children any longer.
Listen, you talk about education. It's about education. It's about connecting. It's about getting the kids together. I'm going to give a testimonial. I was at the, first of all, Lauren beat the president by about 6 months to the Richmond Heights area to give one of her speeches. She did that with us last spring. And I can only tell you that it was the faces on the young people when they talk to her is just amazing. But then after she finishes speaking, you notice that there's one child that lingers behind to speak with her privately. And that's where it starts.
Well, you know, it's interesting. She and Miami Heat superstar James Jones went to two rallies last week, one at Michael Kropp Senior High and another were at Tracy and Alonzo Mourning High School. And after the rally that they had at both schools, a number of children came forward to visit with Lauren, one of which, a 13-year-old young lady who had been never had demonstrated any ability to have the courage to tell. Lauren took her and they contacted the Department of Children and Families literally on the spot. It was a family member that had been abusing the young lady. It's how you make a difference. And sometimes you got to do it one at a time. And sometimes you can do it in mass groups, Jim. But it's only through messaging like you help us provide access to in the community that we're really able to make the difference.
Ron, so it's repeat. You. It's first of all, it's my absolute pleasure. I was abused as a child. We've spoken about that a number of times. I've talked about it on the air with your daughter. I was abused when I was a young man looking to make a living in high school mowing lawns. But that's a story for another day. The real thing, Ron, is that each person that you and your daughter and your organization reach, and first of all, well done to James Jones, because I know he spends an awful lot of time with you and your daughter doing this. But the reaching out and the touching each person, it's so important. And this is so sensitive. And the fact that 95% of it can be stopped simply by telling the people the signs, the things like grooming that we talk about all the time on the show. It's so important to repeat, repeat, repeat.
It is. And again, I can't tell you enough how much we appreciate your involvement and your wife's involvement in our efforts. We are making a difference, but we're making a difference because we've been able to engage folks like you in the fight to raise awareness, to spread the message, to provide education, and to empower folks to know that it's always okay to tell, no matter what your age is. You could be a kid, you could be an adult, you could be an older individual that has never confronted the issues of what may have happened to you as a child or even as an adult. So, you know, the goal is to get the message out there.
Yeah, and listen, we only have a minute, but I'm very proud to say that we've gotten not only that this is the way Freed on Business works, is we got together with Ron and we went on the walk with Lauren. Then we got Larry Zinn involved helping us get the license plates done. You know, congratulations to Ron and Lauren on getting the license plates done. Congratulations on her being a woman of worth. Congratulations to you on becoming a new coach. But Ron, if people want to find out more about Lauren and her walk, where do they go? What do they do?
Go to our website. LawrenceKids.org, LawrenceKids.org. LawrenceKids.org. We got icons on there on how to access the walk. It tells you the routes. It tells you the days. It tells you where we are every day in Florida over the 42 days. And for those that can't walk and want to watch what we're doing, they live stream the walk every day. You can go to the website. You can hit the icon, learn more about the walk, and there is a click, an icon where you can literally watch as she walks up the east coast of Florida, crisscrossing the state, crossing the Panhandle, and working our way back to the state capitol on April 22nd when the walk ends.
Well, we've got that Twitter feed, the live feed. We've put it out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Check our little distribution systems. I want to thank Ron Book, president of LawrenceKids.org, a man who, you know, a lot of people, Ron, have the ability to make a difference, but very few choose to make a difference. Well done to you and your daughter for making a difference.
We love you guys, and we thank you so very, very much. Come join us on the walk. Meet us at the arena tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning. Meet us at the Stephen P. Clark Center at 10 o'clock in the morning. Meet us at the North Miami Athletic Track on Saturday morning at 8:30 in the morning. Aventura Mall at noon. Come walk with us a block, a mile, more. Just come be a part of the difference in fighting to prevent childhood sexual abuse.
I will be walking with you tomorrow at the arena. So will Vivian. We'll be right back after this short message. Thank you to Ron Book and Lauren Book from all the kids.
Down the road I'm going, but I ain't going down that long, old, lonesome road.